Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Parent Effectiveness Training. The proven program for raising responsible children by psychologist Thomas Gordon is a classic parenting and communication guide built around the parent effectiveness training approach first developed in the early 1960s. Rather than offering a set of punishments, rewards, or rigid rules, the book teaches practical relationship skills that aim to reduce power struggles and increase cooperation at home. Gordon argues that many common parenting habits either control children through fear and authority or swing too far into permissiveness, and that both patterns can undermine responsibility and trust. His alternative centers on respectful communication, empathy, and problem solving that considers the needs of both parent and child. The book is written for parents of children from early childhood through the teen years, but its tools translate well to other relationships. Through straightforward explanations and realistic family examples, it shows how parents can listen in ways that invite honesty, speak without blame, and handle inevitable conflicts without escalating them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from control and permissiveness to respectful authority, a central theme of PETT is moving beyond two common extremes in family life: authoritarian control and hands-off permissiveness. Gordon presents parenting as a relationship between real people, where parents have legitimate needs and boundaries, and children deserve respect and dignity. The book challenges the assumption that obedience is the main goal and that parental power is the primary tool. Instead, it frames effective parenting as teaching children internal discipline and responsibility, not just compliance in the moment. This shift changes how parents interpret misbehavior. Rather than treating every problem as something to be fixed by stronger rules or harsher consequences, Gordon encourages parents to ask whose problem it is. If a child is struggling, parents can support without taking over. If a child is interfering with a parent's needs, the parent can address it directly without shaming or blaming. The result is a more balanced household, where leadership does not require intimidation. The approach also invites parents to drop the ideal of perfection and replace it with honest communication, consistent limits, and collaborative problem-solving. Over time, the child learns that family rules and boundaries exist to meet real needs, not to prove who is in charge. Secondly, active listening to help children talk, think, and self-solve. Gordon places active listening at the core of helping children handle their own difficulties. When a child is upset, defensive, or confused, the parent is encouraged to listen in a way that communicates understanding rather than evaluation. The aim is not to interrogate, lecture, or instantly give solutions, but to reflect back the child's feelings and meaning so the child feels heard and can clarify what is going on inside. This skill matters because many parent-child conflicts are intensified by communication roadblocks such as moralizing, ordering, warning, diagnosing, or giving premature advice. These habits can push children into hiding information, arguing, or becoming dependent on adult direction. Active listening, by contrast, helps children develop emotional awareness and problem-solving capacity. It also preserves the relationship during stressful moments, which makes later guidance more likely to be accepted. In the PETT framework, parents use active listening particularly when the problem belongs to the child, for example, social troubles, school worries, fears, or frustration. By staying present and empathetic, the parent creates conditions where the child can move from raw emotion to workable next steps. The broader outcome is increased trust and more honest conversation, especially as children reach the teen years. Thirdly, I messages for setting limits without blame or character attacks. When a child behavior impacts the parent, Gordon recommends I messages as a respectful way to set limits. Instead of accusing statements that label the child or assign bad motives, the parent describes the concrete behavior, explains the tangible effect on the parent, and shares the parent feeling. This structure keeps the focus on the problem created by a behavior rather than on the child's worth or personality. The practical benefit is that I messages reduce defensiveness. A child who hears you are rude or you never listen is likely to argue or shut down. A child who hears that a specific behavior is causing a real difficulty for the parent is more likely to understand the impact and consider change. Gordon also treats parents' needs as legitimate. Parents do not need to pretend everything is fine or silently endure behavior that harms the household. They can be clear and firm while still being respectful. PET also cautions against disguising blame as an I statement, for example, starting with I feel but then accusing. The point is honest self-expression, not rhetorical manipulation. Used consistently, iMessages help families replace shouting matches with direct, understandable boundaries. Children learn that limits are connected to real-world consequences for others, a foundation for empathy and responsible decision-making. Fourthly, teaching children to own their problems and build responsibility. A defining idea in parent effectiveness training is that children become responsible by practicing responsibility, not by being controlled into compliance. Gordon encourages parents to identify whether a difficulty is primarily the child problem or the parent problem. When the child owns the problem, the parent role becomes supportive rather than managerial. The parent can listen, ask questions that help the child think, and communicate confidence in the child's ability to cope. This approach resists the common trap of overparenting, where adults rush to fix, rescue, or micromanage. While well-intentioned, constant fixing can train children to rely on authority, avoid accountability, or hide mistakes. By allowing children to experience appropriate consequences and to participate in choosing solutions, parents help them develop judgment. Problem ownership also prevents unnecessary conflict. If a child preference does not harm the parent and does not create a real safety issue, PET suggests stepping back instead of turning it into a battle. That does not mean parents abandon guidance, but they aim to avoid turning personal differences into moral standoffs. Over time, the family culture shifts toward mutual respect. Children learn they have agency and responsibility. And parents learn they can stay connected while letting children grow. The goal is cooperation built on trust rather than fear. Lastly, the no-lose method for resolving conflict so everybody wins. Conflict is inevitable in families because people have different needs. Gordon's response is the no-lose method, a structured way to resolve disputes without winners and losers. Instead of forcing compliance through authority or giving in to keep the peace, parents and children work together to find a solution that meets both sets of needs as much as possible. The method emphasizes clear problem definition, idea generation, and evaluating options for practicality and fairness. Parents are encouraged to share their needs openly using respectful communication, and to listen to the child's needs with equal seriousness. The goal is not to let the child run the home, but to model collaborative negotiation and to make agreements that children are more likely to follow because they helped create them. This approach also reduces the long-term costs of power-based discipline, such as resentment, secrecy, and escalating rebellion. When children repeatedly experience being overruled, they may comply outwardly while resisting inwardly, or they may fight more intensely. No-lose problem solving aims to preserve the relationship while addressing the real issue. In practice, the method works best when the family can slow down and talk, and it requires parental consistency and skill. Even so, its enduring value is giving parents a repeatable process for handling recurring flashpoints like chores, bedtime routines, screen time, or sibling conflict without relying on punishment as the primary tool. In conclusion, parent effectiveness training is best suited for parents who want a practical alternative to punishment-heavy discipline and who are willing to treat communication as a learnable skill. It is useful across ages, from young children to teenagers, because it focuses less on age-specific tricks and more on the recurring challenges of family relationships, listening under stress, setting limits without shaming, and resolving conflicts when needs collide. Teachers, counselors, and anyone interested in interpersonal communication can also benefit, since the tools translate beyond parenting. The main practical payoff is a framework that makes everyday friction more manageable. Active listening helps parents respond to emotion without escalating it. iMessages give parents a way to be firm without blame. The emphasis on problem ownership encourages children to think, choose, and learn from outcomes, which supports long-term responsibility. The no-lose method provides a concrete process for negotiating household conflicts so that agreements are more likely to stick. What makes the book stand out among parenting titles is its consistent respect for both sides. Many books lean either toward strict control or toward permissive harmony. Gordon argues for a middle path that protects relationships while still honoring parental needs and boundaries. Its staying power comes from that balanced stance and from the clarity of its communication tools, which remain relevant regardless of trends in parenting advice. If you would like to support Thomas Gordon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.